Members of Parliament and the Public Accounts Committee have sent away officials from the Ministry of Finance over failure to appear with the Permanent Secretary and Secretary to the Treasury, Ramadan Gobi. The Vice Chairperson of the Committee, also Maogola South County Member of Parliament, Gretchen Amuga, says that the officials were supposed to appear with the accounting officer to provide responses to the consolidated accounts in the Auditor General's report 2024-2025. The Permanent Secretary and Secretary to the Treasury, Ministry of Finance, Ramadan Gobi, was represented by the Deputy Secretary to the Treasury, Patrick Ochailap, who was rejected by the committee, noting that he would not be in position to give the correct responses. We captured submissions of MPs Gareth Namuga, Asmanda Salira, and Xavier Chioma.
I also want to refer you to Article 164 on issues of accountability. The Permanent Secretary or the Accounting Officer in charge of a ministry or department shall be accountable to Parliament for the funds in that ministry or in that department. So, colleagues, this team, the technical bench, we don't doubt your capacities, but we must follow the law when handling these matters. So, this is a constitutional matter.
Accountability functions can be delegated, but accountability, where there is personal accountability, that in itself cannot be delegated. If there is an accountability query attributed to the PSST, can we arrest Mr. Ochailap? Can Mr. Ochailap be arrested? Or can he say here that I accept to be arrested because I am representing my boss?
The deputy, of course, with Mr. Ochailap, he has all the competencies, really. However, what we are on now is accountability for actions. He cannot really be in a position to account for that.
Police.